Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com, and this is the PainSci Updates podcast, where I mostly read my blog posts to you. Photobiomodulation therapy is the use of light as a medical treatment. True story. This is a thing that we actually do. This is popularly known as laser therapy, although it's not all about true laser light, which is coherent and monochromatic and directional. Sometimes it's just red and infrared light, which is more tissue penetrating than other colors of light. And sometimes it's a mix. The big idea is the same as so many other therapies, that electromagnetic waves might stimulate healing, a regenerative medicine effect, some kind of cellular jiggery-pokery. We know that some cells respond to light. That's how eyes work. But why would they respond with a huge upgrade? The evidence on this has been perpetually mixed and meh. One of the great examples of premature hype about a futuristic, high-tech, unproven therapy, where the disappointing results are always dismissed with wrong parameters. It just didn't put the dials in the right place, and if you had, it would have worked. So why doesn't someone study the right parameters? Parameters that the PBMT proponents can't gripe about, or not as easily, anyway. Well, someone finally did in 2021, and today's post is all about that trial. This is a rerun, also an excerpt from my full guide to laser therapy, but it's a revised and refined rerun. I first published this in 2021 when the study was new. I'm returning to it now because it's complicated. There's a lot to it, and I wanted to make some improvements. I've added this audio version and fact-check a bunch of things, and in particular, I've checked to see whether or not some of the complaints and criticisms I got about this might be, you know, cromulent. Did I need to change my mind about anything? Unsurprisingly, PBMT proponents can and do argue that this study still got their parameters wrong, even though kind of the whole point of the study was to get them right, as if they can actually know what the right parameters are without a rigorous test, just like this one. Just going to add a little bit about the basic rationale for laser therapy. I'm still thinking that the whole point of revisiting this post and republishing it was that I wanted to think more about it. And I've never really quite been able to express this thought clearly to my satisfaction before. Maybe I've got it today. There's no clear reason why evolution would produce an adaptive response to an arbitrary stimulus that doesn't exist in nature, a totally artificial stimulus. And there are good reasons why it wouldn't, because nature doesn't invest in useless features. This is the thing that bothers me most about this. It's very basic rationale that it's a very weird idea to think that this completely specific and made up stimulus that that animals have never encountered in the history of life in, you know, some 500 million years of the, you know, the evolution of animal life, more than that. They never ran into lasers. They never had to adapt to lasers. Why would that do something? Why would the organism learn to do anything with that? Is it just a crazy coincidence? It's just, oh, yeah, for no particular reason, cells react to coherent light. This is not to say that it's impossible. It's just that it's implausible on its face. And so it really needs to be demonstrated, not assumed, that A, there's meaningful and potentially relevant biological response, and B, that response translates into something clinically useful. There's all kinds of biological responses to stimuli that have no practical clinical utility. It's a big leap from A to B. And with PBMT, we got a little of A and too little B to be believable. So a little background that I'm trying to figure out how to express. That felt That felt pretty good. And I think I might have gotten close with that. Back to the study. So someone finally studied PBMT with good parameters that PBMT proponents supposedly can't gripe about. Not that that stopped them. The journal Pain published this high-quality trial in 2021. It got a couple of things particularly right. First, their placebo control was an ideal fake, which isn't hard with a device like this. You just, you know, you just tinker a bit and turn it off. But it was really exactly what we needed. And two, the treatment was a specific radiation cocktail endorsed by Walt. And who's Walt? Well, that is, they made a point of using frequencies and intensities parameters recommended by the World Association of Photobiomodulation Therapy. The World Association of Photobiomodulation Therapy, WALT. So the researchers pitted their perfect PBMT against a premium placebo in 148 Brazilians with chronic unexplained low back pain. Pain and disability were tracked for a year, plus some other secondary measures. Patients got a dozen treatments over a month. Half of them got genuine PBMT, and the other half got some wimpy red light. The sham device was the same device as the real one, just with the business end disabled, not emitting a therapeutic dose. Just one low-powered red light. Laser therapy doesn't feel like anything, so there was just no way for patients to know whether they were getting real lasers or not. The quality of the placebo is so important to this study that I'll quote their description in full here. They write, in the PBMT device used, the only visible diode is the red one. For the placebo treatment, 905 nanometer laser diodes and the 875 nanometer LED diodes were deactivated. Turned off, and they include that, they spell that out in a paper absolutely full of unclarified jargon. These authors saw fit to put in parentheses after deactivated, turned off, like we might not be sure what deactivated meant. Continuing, they continue to say, and the power of the 640 nanometer LED diodes were turned down to 1 milliwatt mean power for each diode to keep the visual aspect of red light, but not to deliver an effective therapeutic or considerable dose according to current available evidence. So it just glowed. The sham version of the therapy just produced a little bit of weak red light. The illuminating results. What happened? Well, what any reasonably savvy cynic would expect. There was no important difference between legit lasers and lame ones. More specifically, there was no clinically important difference in pain intensity, general disability, or any secondary outcome after 1, 3, or 6, or 12 months. Yes, there was one slight boost in global perceived effects at 1 month for the laser folks. And PBMT advocates will point to this single data point and try to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. But it's just a moderate temporary short-term benefit for a rather squishy secondary way of measuring the effect of therapy. And it might well vanish if you did the whole study over again. It's just not enough to call it a positive result. This is a rare case when I think that the quality and credibility of the journal is noteworthy. Most studies of laser therapy have been published in obscure and junky little journals. And in fact, it almost kind of defines laser therapy research. You mostly find it in obscure and arguably junky little journals. And the crank vibe is often very strong with the science of PBMT. This one stands out, and as I hoped it might, the trial itself really ticks all the right boxes. Unlike so many studies in this field, it was designed to actually answer the question, big enough and good enough. No trial is perfect, but this one has a lot going for it. You might be thinking, what the hell does anyone do research for if it isn't to actually answer a question? And sadly, There are quite a few reasons to publish research that have nothing to do with getting it right, but the very simple answer is that there's really an awful lot of research published that's it's just good enough to get into a journal and pad someone's resume. It's something that they can put on their CV, and they can sleep at night because they've said, we've studied it a little bit. Someone else should really do a better job, and more study needed. This one actually has the power to answer a question, and that is surprisingly rare. One good example of the quality of the trial is that, delightfully, it was prospectively registered, which means that they declared in advance what they were up to, which makes it harder to fudge things later. P-hacking, which is torturing the data until it tells you what you want to hear, it's harder to get away with when you've put all your cards on the table in advance. And it's a little technical detail that actually significantly increases my confidence in the results. This isn't the last word, of course. It is always reasonable in principle to ask if different parameters for a complicated treatment might work better. For technologically sophisticated treatment, these machines are quite complicated. It's not crazy to say, well, what if we put the dials in a different place? What if we pressed different buttons? What if we did it in a different way? What if we tinker with the dosage, etc.? It's not unreasonable, and the authors who have some vested interests in laser therapy significantly, they urge further investigation of, quote, the optimization of PBMT parameters, and it's hard to disagree with that. At some point, it becomes reasonable to disagree with that. After, let's say, 6 more trials like this, there comes a point at which you say, okay, that's enough. I think we've established that no reasonable parameters seem to work. So let's stop reaching. And this study, though, the significant thing about it is that they did use lasers the Walt way. The parameters were Walt recommended. And in fact, one of the authors is a past Walt president. So the results show that the Walt way is probably the wrong way. And what are the odds that some other way is going to work well? I mean, maybe, but, unless we're going to assume that the Walt nerds know nothing, then why didn't it work? Even if different parameters are eventually validated, that would also mean that the experts at Walt got it hopelessly wrong up until now, which strongly suggests that the PBMT parameters that they recommend have been guesses, not based on good evidence, which is, in fact, I think, precisely the case. Walt's mission is to stimulate high-quality research in photobiomodulation. They got that in this case, arguably for the first time. So be careful what you wish for, Walt. One final word about the criticism of PBMT proponents, despite the fact that this was a Walt-endorsed version of PBMT. They do and did, in fact, complain about it. One critic sent a note to me claiming without evidence that the device tested is not a real laser therapy device, and I don't take that very seriously, because its importance relies on the second implied claim that lasers are the one true kind of light therapy. And that is a claim that doesn't hold up to scrutiny very well, which is something I discuss in more detail in my guide to laser therapy. Lasers have always been fetishized by the proponents of PBMT, often to an absurd degree. It's almost a cliche of PBMT crankery to get overheated about lasers over mere light sources, which further reduces the credibility of the criticism. But in any case, this trial was clearly a test of lasers and less coherent light. And while it may not be perfect, it's about as good as we could possibly ask for, and as good as we're likely to get for a long time. I would not be surprised if another decade goes by without a single other study of laser therapy that is this good. That's everything I've got on this topic today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.